Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lincoln on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news relating to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here is your host of Lincoln on Lending, David Lincoln.
Welcome to the broadcast and Merry Christmas! Christmas Eve, broadcasting live from Central Texas to around the world. It's amazing to me that we have as many people around the world listening. I get Facebook invitations from all over the world. People say that they listen to the industry and are to the broadcast to learn about our industry. It's a real compliment wherever you're calling in from, dialing in from, connected through the internet. We welcome you to today's broadcast. It is December 24th, Christmas Eve, and again, Merry Christmas to everybody. We appreciate you being with us each and every week, and our listening audience continues to grow. We're up over 137,000 registered professionals that have downloaded this broadcast. That's astounding, 25 to 30,000 each week and each month that are listening to the broadcast. We really appreciate what you're doing to bring or pass the word on to your friends and colleagues about this broadcast. So we really appreciate it. It is an amazing season, and we've got two special guests that are going to be on the broadcast. That's right. I talked two people away from their busy holiday activities to join us. We're going to have Don Hennick on in just a moment, and then we've got Bill Coppedge on. Bill does the Under the Radar segment, and I want the listeners to get to know Bill. Of course, I'd love to get to know both these guys. So you know, what are the holidays about? Getting together, family and friends. So we've invited two of my close friends and very much special people, very dear to me, on the broadcast to share some things here in just a minute. Bill Cobb, the regulars, Joe Farr, Alice Alvey, and Andy Schell are all away enjoying family and friends, and they contribute so much to this broadcast, so we let them take the time off. I want to say a special thank you, but we're going to be going through in some of the Joe Farr segments in just a minute. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Alamode, Mercury Network, and United Guarantee. Great to have both of them sponsoring the broadcast last week. A couple weeks ago, we dedicated a broadcast to United Guarantee, and I encourage you to go back and listen to that broadcast. It talks about the amazing turnaround and the decision and the leadership that has that the leaders within, the executives within United Guarantee have done to turn that company around. And the decisions are made, the follow-through. It is an amazing story, and one that I think many of you should listen to. We keep wanting to think that the best days lie ahead, but United Guarantee has gone through the worst of the days. I mean, it looked like it was over so many times. PMI is gone, and you know, it looked like United Guarantee was going to follow a suit with many of the others. They made decisions, came back, great story. Go back and listen to it. Alamode has a great article out. By the way, the United Guarantee's article in December Mortgage Banking Magazine, I call your attention to that. Talk about that. Again, it's the story about the United Guarantee's turnaround. We all like a good story. Read that story. Alamode has a story written in Mortgage Banking Magazine from October talking about the Dodd-Frank appraisal compliance strategy. It's one of those articles that's a must read because they lay out in this article how you can avoid that up to $10,000 per day per violation for the way you're handling appraisals internally. It's a must listen, read to article, and then also just get a hold of the folks at Alamode. Molly, Daddy, we really appreciate everyone there at Alamode Mercury Network for being a part of the broadcast. And you can go get information by going www.mercuryvmp.com/DFA for Dodd-Frank Act and to download that article. Appreciate them and our sponsors. And now let's get into Joe Farr's segment. Normally we'd have Joe doing this. He does this so much better than I do. But the market update segment, today is a short day in the trading markets. Most people are getting ready to go and start the holidays. The markets will be closing early around 2 p.m. Eastern time. There's really no economic announcements today, as you might suspect. All the news is focused on the cliff, the fiscal cliff. Last week was totally driven by the perceptions of whether or not we're going to go off the cliff or we're going to avoid it. It appears that we're going off. So hope was rising on Monday and Tuesday. Stocks rose, as did mortgage rates. Hope diminished on Wednesday and Thursday, so it's the old roller coaster, reversing some of what happened on Monday and Tuesday. Thursday night, Boehner's plan B was not passed, and then the next day stocks fell 100 points on Friday. MBS prices rose. For again, you know, bad news for the equities is good news for the bonds and mortgage prices. For the week, MBS prices rose only a couple 32nds, so it's net neutral pretty much throughout the week. Economic news for the week was really pretty good overall. Final third quarter GDP was unexpectedly revised to 3.1, up from the originally reported 2.7. November existing home sales rose 6% to the highest level since 2009. That's a significant data point. Again, a lot of investors in there buying, as I've been saying on both CNBC and Fox broadcasts when I'm on as guest. Housing inventories are at a 4.8-month supply nationwide, the lowest since September 2005. Again, nice data point as you look at housing at that forming a bottom here. Durable orders in the Philly Fed were better than expected. The Treasury auctions were weak, and auctions since last Fed statement have been on the weak side overall. This week, there's no economic news coming up concerning anything that should have a real impact. The schedule includes new home sales on Thursday, pending home sales on Friday, Chicago PMI on Friday. Fiscal cliff headlines or lack thereof will continue to dominate the market news and probably generate some activity. The new year, there'll be light trading as we head into the new year, may exaggerate market movement given the fact that it is going to be a light trading. So anyway, we appreciate Joe Farr bringing us these updates and each and every week. So be sure to tune in to listen to Joe give it next week. It's much better when Joe gives it. We appreciate him, and Merry Christmas to Joe and his family. Folks, we're going to be right back after this brief word with Don Hedick. We've got a great story about Christmas on Long Island. You'll enjoy this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Looking for that competitive edge? MBS QuoteLine delivers live market coverage for originators. Get up-to-the-minute mortgage market news and analysis as events occur. Get MBS prices as trades happen. Straight to your computer, email, cell phone, or PDA. Know in advance when your investors will reprice. Make better lock-float decisions and increase your income. Be the expert your clients expect. And know what's moving interest rates right now, tomorrow, and beyond. MBS QuoteLine, delivering live market coverage for originators. Learn more about MBS QuoteLine today at MBSQuoteLine.com. MBSQuoteLine.com. 646-716-4972. The Lincoln on Lending Show is back. Here is your host, David Lincoln.
Good to have you back with us. We have a special guest, a special friend. Again, this is all about what the holidays about, getting together with family and friends. And I've got one of my dear, dear friends on the broadcast with me, Don Hedick. Don, are you there?
I am here, Dave.
Well, coming live from Long Island. Good to have you here, Don. You and I were talking earlier, and you're such a dear friend and such an encouragement to me in my my many choices in my career. And you've been just an inspiration to me as I watched you and your career now for many, many years. We used to work together for a short stint, 12, 13, gosh, how long? A long time ago. We won't go into
that. Long time ago.
So, anyway, by the way, am I coming across all right? I just got a note that there's some echo going on. Are you hearing me okay?
I hear you fine.
All right, so there's no echo. Someone just texted me and said, Dave, there's some echo on my end. Is it technology on your side? So I'm glad to hear that. Don, you and I were talking earlier in the week, and or just a few days ago, and you told me about a story about something that started on Long Island and about meeting the needs. It's a great Christmas story, and I wanted to get our listeners to listen or hear about it and hopefully inspire similar stories across the country. Don, tell us a little bit about this and how it started, and give us a little history.
Sure, and this is something anybody and everybody can do, and it's just a matter of starting and having a big dream. A local lawyer here on Long Island started something called Christmas Magic.
Christmas Magic.
And it's really Christmas Magic, and you can Google it and find out about it. It's really amazing. His name is Charlie Russo, and he started it in 1985. And we ran into Charlie probably about 10, 12 years ago when one of the things that we do as a family is we take care of about 100, 120 people at this time of year, in addition to other things, obviously. And we, you know, would buy them presents and dinner, and my wife is a photographer, so she does family portraits for all of them. All obviously for free.
That's great.
And yeah, just a great thing. So this way, people that can't afford family portraits in particular, they have a history of their family, you know, that they'll be able to look back on and have great memories. And uh-huh. We'd give them a great dinner that they wouldn't normally get and gifts and such. Well, about 10, 12 years ago, we converted it and joined in with an existing organization called Christmas Magic. And Christmas Magic, this guy, Charlie Russo, raises some capital and he gets people to donate toys and gifts all year round. He keeps a big room in his office building, for a huge room, for toys and bicycles and everything. And then what he does at this time of year is he goes out to all these charities, some churches, some synagogues, some a lot this year, a lot of charities due to Hurricane Sandy where people are displaced.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he actually comes out, and I'll just tell you how it works by us, is the people come in, and we have about 120 people come in. They go, they get their family portraits done, they have a great meal, they go upstairs, and they're entertained by Radio Disney, where they
wow.
dance and sing, and they have a ball. And then about 7 o'clock at night, it starts at about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and by 7 o'clock at night, Radio Disney starts to calm down, and all of a sudden, the big man comes in. And it's Charlie Russo as Santa. And
oh, you're kidding me.
It's phenomenal. Here's this lawyer who, I mean, this year he had somebody else as Santa. He was there, but he couldn't talk. And I'll tell you why in a second. It's very interesting. So he comes in. The kids run, and they hug him, and they're so happy. These kids have nothing. Every single kid that gets into this program have been checked out by the various organizations. You know, these are deserving families like you can't
wow.
imagine. Exactly. So now these kids are, you know, this is the light of their year. So now Charlie gets up on stage, Santa gets up on stage, and they call the first name, and the kid comes up with his parent, and the kid gets to open this one present. So the kid actually has a list that they've created, their Christmas list. Well, Charlie fulfills their entire Christmas list.
Wow.
Exactly. So now the kid gets to open one present on stage with Santa. It's the present that the kid wants the most. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. But then the kid and the parents get a big black garbage bag filled with toys or gifts that child wanted. And
wow.
now they get to bring them home, and some of them open them that night, some the next day, some wait till Christmas Day. And it's just phenomenal. But, you know, this year I think we had 6 bicycles roll out on stage. You can imagine the kids' eyes and the excitement
oh, yeah.
that goes through the room. It's unbelievable.
That's life-changing.
Night,
I mean, yeah.
It is life-changing. At the end of the night, my son and I, we try to drive as many families home as we can because we know they don't have cars for the most part. They can't afford cabs. And I learned years ago that even in, you know, in a snowstorm, they ask for nothing. They ask for no help. They take their bag. We package up a big thing of food for them to take home so they at least have another good meal for the family. And now they'll start walking, and it might be a mile. It might be 2 and 2.5 miles. With them and their 2 kids, let's say, or, you know, a single mother with 2 kids, and not a complaint at all. They're just going to go home. And so my son and I, we've made a good habit of helping as many as we can get home and avoid paying for, you know,
buses. Yeah.
For a walk. But you hear the stories in the car. You know, the little kid this year who opened up a remote car, a remote control car.
Remote control car, yeah.
And if you can remember the movie The Christmas Story, when the kid had the Red Ryder BB gun.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I don't know what he called it, but it was, you know, maybe 10 words about this Red Ryder BB gun. It was the same thing with this remote control car. It was the red BB remote control, da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah.
Car. You know, he was out of his skin, couldn't wait to go home.
So
just last thing I'll say, Dave, just if you think about it, these kids, these parents, are going home with joy and happiness and love and thankfulness. And, you know, maybe it just changes one thing in their lives. They feel that, wow, life is not that bad. There are some good people out there.
Yeah.
And this guy, Charlie Russo, really, really, really changes it for This year, Dave, 10,000 kids.
Are you 10,000? He's responsible for something.
A normal year will be, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, and this year, because of Hurricane Sandy, he did 10,000 kids. You can imagine how tired he is. He's at every event. He does. He's Santa at most of them. He does it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, that is a wonderful story. You know, a lot of people say, you know, New Yorkers, they're hard-hearted. Well, let me tell you, that just dispels any of that. That's so heartwarming, Don. I love hearing that. Challenges, Don, because, I mean, so many of us that are, you know, enjoying holidays. I mean, you've been very blessed by this industry, and I have as well. And we're enjoying a good holiday. We got all the food we want. We got the gifts we need, and probably more than we need. And we're having a great holiday. But it's finding those people. Don, when you and I spoke earlier this week, you really hit me with a statement. I don't know if you realized the impact it had. You're always helping me achieve more and be successful, and as you've helped thousands of executives do that, Don, it just comes out of you. What Charlie's doing for these four kids, you're doing for this industry in many, many ways. And you've been very successful. You're the president of American Home there on Long Island. Fortunately, they met a bad demise because of the market turnaround. But you've been a leader in this industry for years. Tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you're doing. I'd love to have that word out.
Oh, okay. Sure, Dave. I've been in the industry a long time. I was a mortgage broker, a mortgage banker.
You started the mortgage. Didn't you start the Association of Mortgage and NAMBI, the National Association of Mortgage Brokers?
I actually started the New York Association of Mortgage Brokers, and then I was also president of the National Association and also on the Board of Governors for the MBA of America, and testified before the House and the Senate and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But, yeah, good stuff. It was all fun. It was all good. It was good for the industry. Did my best, obviously. And now I'm the head of national sales for Mortgage Master Inc., located in Massachusetts. We're a super regional is what we're termed. And the reason for that is that we really are located primarily in the Northeast. We'll fund about $7.2 to $7.5 billion this year.
Wow.
In a relatively small demographic. And now we're expanding a little bit. We're just opening a branch in Chicago shortly. We have a couple of branches in California. So we're just putting a little stake here and there. And we'll build, and really the whole key for us building, Dave, is doing it with the right people.
Yeah, the key is right.
We have an unbelievable model. Our model is phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it in the industry, to be honest with you. Phenomenal.
I think
we can grow anywhere.
Well, I think the nice thing about, I mean, it's having a good model, but it's having key people. Unfortunately, who's the owner of the Mortgage Masters again? Who's the key individual?
Life Thompson is the founder.
Oh, yeah, Life. Yes.
He's a great guy. He's a lot.
Great guy. Talked to him numerous times. Very, very guy. Great guy. But I'll tell you this, Don. I don't know what he was worth before, but I'd go buy his stock if he's publicly traded now that you're there. You make such a difference in me and people. And I think here's the deal. This is something you said to me, and I teased it a little bit earlier. Now I want to get to it. You know, I said, Dave, I've done very well, and I've helped hundreds. But now, and you're encouraging me to do the same, I now want to go out and make a lot so I can help thousands. It's not when it becomes something other than about us, Don, something happens in our ability, in the way we transform. I don't know. You can say it's the Christmas season or whatever, but it's a universal theme. And I just want to tell you what an honor it is to be in friendship with you and to have you on this broadcast to share the Christmas story. Anyone who is looking to want to join a really high-end organization, you know, they're not looking for everybody. They're looking for the right folks. And if you are fortunate enough to get selected and be a part of this group and work with Don, I guarantee you your life will be changed. Don, how can they get a hold of you?
Maybe the easiest is my cell phone, 516-991-9504. And I'll give you my personal email, Dave, just because it's so short and easy. It's dhenig, so dhenig, @att.net.
Great.
Doesn't get any easier than that.
Or
LinkedIn. LinkedIn is maybe the best.
Yeah, LinkedIn. And it's Don Hennig, I'm assuming there. You're
H-E-N-I-G,
on your LinkedIn.
H-E-N-I-G, right.
Yep, H-E-N-I-G. If you right. folks want to get a part of an organization that's going somewhere, Lee Fern's a great group. Mortgage Master is a great company. Now that Don's there, wow. Don, thank you so much for taking time. I know how busy it is for being a part of the broadcast. We appreciate you so much. Have a my very pleasure. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you, Dave. You too, my friend. Enjoy.
Appreciate you. Yep. Merry Christmas to your family, whole family too. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. You too, buddy.
Bye. Folks, it's always good to have folks on it like Don, and I mean that. What I was saying is not just because he's on there. I mean, I'd say this to everybody who considers and talks to me. Don is one of those guys, unusual executives, that can make such a difference. Normally, we'd been would have had Alice Alvey on the segment right now, so we're going to run a brief ad for Alice and her company. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Looking for a full-service mortgage training and consulting company to fit exactly what you need? Mortgage U is your ultimate education and information resource used by lenders to execute high-impact, high-quality training throughout the organization. Mortgage U instructors are mortgage professionals providing classroom and web-based delivery and has the most sought-after training manuals in the country. Mortgage U has a proven track record performing customized training programs for hundreds and even thousands of employees both live and online on everything from application through loan delivery and insuring. Call Mortgage U today at 800-278-0200 or visit us online at mortgage-u.com. Welcome back to Lickin' on Lending. Our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's David Lickin.
Good to have you back with us. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas, everybody. We've got Bill Coppedge coming up here in just a few moments. Want to say a couple things again. Go check out that blog, Christmas Magic, and Charlie Russo. It's a great story. Read after I heard about it, and I asked Don if he could come on. He's in the midst of family celebrations right now and holiday stuff. For him to take time out, I really appreciate it. Folks, I want to say a special Merry Christmas to Alice Alvey and her family. What a blessing it is to have people like Alice and the hours that she puts into this broadcast to prepare the information that she has. She and Joe and Andy Shell, the prophet doctor, all out enjoying some time. So Merry Christmas, Alice. Thank you so much for what you do to make this broadcast so special and bring so much critical information to our industry. Andy Shell is also, as I said, enjoying family. He is up in Amarillo, Texas. It's cold up there, and he's spending some time with his brother over the holidays. So we wish Andy a very Merry Christmas as well. You sit and look at this broadcast. We look at who we're reaching and the impact we had. If you did not listen to last week's broadcast with David Stevens, download it. It was from the 17th, December 17th. Excellent broadcast, excellent interview. You know what? We wonder why some people get to the positions they are. And you listen to David Stevens on that broadcast, how articulate he is and was about the issues that are facing us, the leadership he's bringing in, the unique position that he's in. Having been a part of the White House, I mean, the President Obama's administration there for a while when he was undersecretary there at HUD and head of FHA. I mean, just tremendous broadcast. We really appreciate David and all that he does. Wish he and Mary a very Merry Christmas as well as his whole family. Now we want to shift to another very dear friend of mine, someone that I got to meet by, first of all, reading his blog. He's an individual that quite frankly, turns out, probably one of the most amazing blogs. And I've been wanting to get him on this radio broadcast ever since I first met and started reading him. And I go, man, I'd love to get this out. I want more people to know about this. I'm talking about Bill Coppedge and his blog, Mortgage News Clips. David Stevens told me yesterday, or told me last week as we were getting ready for the broadcast. He says, oh, yeah, Bill, I read it every morning. Every day I meet it. So when you got a guy like the head of the industry, like David Stevens reading it, got to be pretty good stuff. Stevens doesn't have time to be reading junk. I encourage you to go to www.mortgagenewsclips.com to get take a look at that and sign up for the daily newsletter. Each week we have a new segment on the radio program brought to you by Bill Coppedge, who goes through all the news and brings it together. And we have a segment now called Under the Radar. We're looking at possibly renaming it to a couple other things. We want to find a way to do it. Always working on tweaking it to get the most impact. But he will be a part of the broadcast moving forward, bringing us what we need to know about and updates on the articles and the news stories that are most important. And so each week he'll be telling us of all that he sends out over the week, last week, he'll be telling us what is the most significant that he thinks we should look at. So anyway, we're really excited to have Bill on the broadcast. I want to make sure I've got your mic turned on, Bill. I want to make sure you can hear me all right.
Dave, I can hear you just fine. You hear me?
I do. You're live.
Okay,
and
also, thanks to Don for his story of what they're doing. That was very moving to me. It has really made my day. I'm going to think about that a lot as we go forward. And also, thanks for Dave Stevens saying the kind words. I've known him for a long time. Years ago, he had a post on my blog that received more hits than anything before or since. And, you know, he's a great guy, and he has total game. And, you know, it's nice to have someone like that, you know, mention you well.
Yeah, well, he respects it. Well, you know, like Don Hennick, when you're dealing with quality people that are real professionals and have a passion, it's not about them. It's about what they're doing, and they have a passion for it. And it comes through. You do the same thing with this Mortgage News Clip. So now that you're a part of the broadcast, I wanted the listeners to be able to sit and get to know you a little bit. And tell us, how in the heck did you start doing this? You wake up, I refer to it as Oh Dark Hundred. I don't know what time you start getting up to reading, calling through all the news articles. But you do that every single morning at no cost. You put it on your blog and send it out for people to read. What started this? What was the catalyst for the genesis of this Mortgage News Clip blog?
Well, you know how some people are morning people?
Yeah.
That's me. I normally wake up between 4 or 4:15 every morning. I just
do. Wow.
And so, you know, I walk 20 feet to the computer and start reading things on the computer. I started out in the mortgage business, and I worked for Wall Street firms for over 30 years covering mortgage bankers. I was in large trading rooms where, you know, and I did TBAs where people would sell forwards for pipeline hedging. I helped do servicing hedging. I've done options, financial futures, financial derivatives, you know, anything that a mortgage banker would need to mitigate risk in their pipeline or servicing. You know, that's what I did, and I worked with huge companies. And a lot of the products that I did were generic products. Like if you want to sell a Fannie Mae 5 in October, you know, there are a lot of dealers that can do that.
Right, right.
But customers only have time to maybe call 3 or 4 people to get a bid. And so what do you do to differentiate yourself from others if there are 14 competitors to be one of those three? And so early on, I decided that what I could do is share information. I was reading quite a bit, and it's just my nature to read a lot every day about what's going on in the industry. And then I was, you know, talking with my customers, telling them what was going on. And I realized in that process that early on that what I could do is to start cutting and pasting and putting them into text. And I started an email list, and that got up to several thousand people where I was sending out, you know, 2 sentences and a link that they could go read on the internet.
Right,
and it
didn't
also help too that the internet has been exploding every year. There's more and more information on it now. And I started that way. And then a few years later, blogs started coming along. I actually had a web page before there were things called blogs that I had news on. It made the process very, very easy. So, you know, it's a sickness. I just do it every day. I don't feel right unless I go out and try to study and see what's going on. And a lot of other people like it, too.
Well, are you kidding? I mean, yeah, thousands. You have how many people subscribe? It's like 10, 15,000 people subscribe to it?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think about that many people know. I've been staying pretty steady around 2,000 people, about as many drop out as join over time. And it's weird because I'll have people come up to me at mortgage bankers conferences and other people that I don't know, but they know me because of my blog. Or I'll have someone that maybe took it 5 years ago and they stopped, but they still think they take it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and whatever. And so, I mean, it has caused a lot of other, you know, positive benefit to come to me, you know, and just I've met people far beyond the mortgage banking industry because of this. You know, I have professors of finance. I have people very high in the government. I have lawyers. I have hedge fund and private equity managers, sovereign wealth people, you know, the major media. I mean, I could go on and on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, pipeline people and mortgage companies. All sorts of people I've been able to meet and be exposed to because of this blog.
Well, I think one thing is a lot of it gets passed around. So once you download something like this, you have it, then it gets emailed around. So once I think, like with our broadcast, what we do, I can tell you how many people download it, in the 137,000, but I can't tell you how many times that gets passed around. So what is the audience that's beyond it? So you sometimes don't necessarily know, but I know this, thousands read it, and it is, and it's what the shows up to. It's interesting to me. Tony Moss has you on the broadcast. Some of the top industry professionals, the people that are ones that are making the decisions, the C-level management team, those are the ones. I like what one person said when they were, excuse me, bemoaning the number of people in an audience, and they were saying, you know what, it's they were looking out the audience, and there's only 50 people there, and he was bemoaning, man, hardly anybody here to listen to me. And he said, and the guy that was standing next to him says, your perspective is wrong. He says, how do you know that the 50 people out there in that audience aren't 50 of the most influential people? He said, let me ask you this question. He says, let's look at the audience and see if you have 50 people there ready to listen to you. And what if they were 50 governors of the 50 states? Would you say you had a small audience? And the guy said, well, no, I would say I had a huge crowd. He says, why is that? Because I'd be talking to some of the most influential people. That's what your blog does, Bill. Your blog talks to the most influential people. So if you want to know, listeners, what the leaders are that are the C-level guys, the David Stevens of the world that are listening to, the Tony Mosses, some of the shakers and movers in this industry read, you got to subscribe to this. So that's my little 2 cent hat for you on that, Bill. I thought it was more than 10,000, but if it's 2,000, it's 2,000, it's the leaders of the industry. So go ahead.
No, half the people are senior vice presidents or higher.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have found, too, that, you know, if you give to people, it comes back in ways you never know. And you never know who is in your audience, as you just nicely said.
Yeah. Well, the reality is you don't know there until you start getting into an industry, and then we find out who it is. But we're thrilled to have you be a part of this broadcast. And so every morning you get up at O'Dark 100, 4:30. That's amazing. And you stumble to a computer a few minutes away, and you start reading the news, and you start bringing it down. Explain to our listeners that process a little bit so they can appreciate what you're putting out as they start reading this. What are the selection criteria? What are the things that you do there that is making why the executives, the leaders of this industry, continue to make this one of the preferred sources for their news?
Well, you know, I've had several people ask me, they said, do you have some kind of robot that just goes out and it finds stories and then puts the thing together? And the answer is no. I am on maybe 150 different email lists for either economic research, things that have to do about politics, you know, things that influence domestic markets and world markets, you know, mortgage interest rates, housing, I mean, you name it. But the whole theme for me is, because I have been doing this as long as I have, is what are big picture items or news things that are going on that are going to move housing, that are going to move interest rates, you know, that type of thing. So I basically filter through and, you know, for a lack of better way to put it, I find things that amuse me.
Yeah.
And so each day I find 12 or 14 news stories or papers or any other things. And these things have long shelf life. I mean, whether you read, you know, my post today or a week from now, there's still going to be relevant subjects with a lot of details that, you know, will matter. And I try to keep it short and sweet. I try to have one or two sentences in the link. And in that one or two sentences, I really boil the essence of what the article is about, where you don't really have to read it to know what it's really saying. You know, and I'll put that in my own words sometimes. So that way you can go through my email in, you know, I would say a minute or less every day. And some days there's going to be nothing in there that you really care about. But then the next day there might be four or five articles or things that you might not have found on your own, but you're glad that you saw because it's relevant to your job.
Right. Yeah.
And I try to cover the whole waterfront that applies to mortgages, you know, rates, supply and demand, you know, the political unfortunate component that seems like it's taking up more and more and more of everything that we do, you know, you name
yes.
it,
yeah.
you know, and also now since I work in an area with a special servicing, you know, I'm also seeing a lot more things going on about defaults, people have their houses upside down, all of that. So that's also, you know, part of the mix too.
Well, I think I want to move to that part. So I want to conclude this little segment right here, and then we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. But I want to talk about face servicing and some of the things you're doing, because you're not interested in repossessing people's home. You're trying to keep people into it, but you're taking a very unique approach to it, face servicing is. And I want to get into that here right after we take a quick break. So if you can hang on the line here for a few more minutes, Bill, I know you have family there. Appreciate you so much for being a part of the broadcast. Folks, we'll be right back after this brief break.
Mortgage Banking Solutions is the preeminent management consulting firm to the residential mortgage lending industry. No other firm in the U.S. offers the menu of services or the level of expertise to the industry.
If you're looking for help converting from best efforts to hedging, or need help with bookkeeping to know your profit per loan,
if you are interested in making the transition from broker to banker, or if you just need a roadmap for success,
Mortgage Banking Solutions' primary focus is to enable executives to take their business to the next level and guide them down a path towards success and profitability. With over 300 combined years of experience in all facets of mortgage lending, the Mortgage Banking Solutions team of professionals has the expertise and know-how to help you accomplish your goals. New warehouse lines of credit,
broker to banker transitions, transitioning to hedging,
financial and accounting services,
or meeting your capitalization needs.
If you need help with these or any other aspects of your business, please contact a Mortgage Banking Solutions sales team to see how we can help you at 512-977-9900. That's 512-977-9900. Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level.
Good to have you back with us. We have listeners all over the country listening in. We appreciate it so much. We've got one of our listeners who is here all the time. Gabe Minton is always up in the Northeast. I appreciate Gabe being such a faithful listener. And just a heads up, folks, on New Year's Eve, we're going to have Progress in Lending's Board of Directors on, and we're going to be talking about what to anticipate in the new year and make some predictions about what technology we can look forward to in the world of technology in 2013. So good friend, another part of the regular broadcast is Tony Garitano. We'll be on with a number of his people talking about what we can anticipate and look forward to in 2013 as it relates to technology. And, of course, that spells over into our industry. So it'll be great. Tune in next week. We've got us a special guest. We had Don Hennick earlier talking about Christmas magic and Charlie Russo, and then what Don and he and his wife are doing to make Christmases special, and then how he's joined up with what's going on. Challenging to me. I want to do everything I can to help others, and it gets me so much more fired up about the industry and about what we're doing. And one of the things you're doing, Bill, was helping people keep staying homes. You have recently joined Faye Servicing, and I want to have our listeners hear a little bit about it. Tell us about the company, Bill, and some of the things that you're doing there at Faye Servicing.
Okay, well, thank you. As most of you, I would say that most of the people that are listening to this show probably have been in the industry for some time.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had decades that were interesting, but basically from the late 1970s when interest rates peaked and Volcker and everything, we basically, even though it's been a wild ride, had 30 years of dropping interest rates, refi wave after refi wave, that type of thing, and it was a great business. And, we had excesses, but then things were okay until they weren't okay. And then
right.
In 2007, we started seeing weird things. In 2008, it got really, really bad.
Yes.
And for most people I know in this industry, the last number of years have not really been great. And if you're an originator now with the way margins are, things are getting a lot better. So, the same thing for me. I mean, what I did on Wall Street completely blew up. So that was around in 2008 or so. So I was looking at a Forbes magazine article in 2009, and I read about this company called Faye Financial or Faye Servicing in Chicago, and it was about Ed Faye, the founder. And I kept reading this thing over and over because it was a really interesting article. And it talked about how this company was trying to do the best thing to keep homeowners that were in trouble, upside down on their mortgages, delinquent, whatever. They were trying to do what they could, if possible, to keep them in their house. Well, it also was kind of handy, too, that they happened to be in Chicago, and I live in Chicago. So I was able to meet Ed Faye and his other top guy, Tucker, at a convention in all places of Las Vegas, and I talked with them. And over the next 2 years, I went down to their office about 15 times to see what it is that they were doing, and I became personally convinced that what they're doing is different than other types of special servicers are out there. And, in fact, I became so convinced that I joined them in March. And it's very easy for me to believe what I'm saying because I see it every day when I'm there.
Well, what you're seeing is an unusual approach. And the fact that you caught your eye on Forbes magazine says something. What is the unique about the servicing? Is servicing, collecting a payment, blah, 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 trying to keep people in their homes. Yeah, everyone's supposedly trying to do that. But you're having unusual success. Why? Why is that?
Okay, well, there are three reasons, and I'm going to try to go through them very, very quickly. And if anyone needs more details about this, I can actually send them, you know, greater detail about it. Fay does something called relationship-based servicing, okay? And we have three things. We have our process, our model, and our talent. Okay, our process starts with something called a personal budget analysis. This took years to develop, and it's based on Ed Fay's experience when he worked at Household Finance, you know, back in the day.
Right.
And basically, when one of our account managers calls up a troubled homeowner or, you know, of a troubled borrower,
right,
we do not even talk about collecting money for the first one or two phone calls. We want to find out as much as we can about these people to see the degree to which, you know, they can be helped and if they want to stay in the house, that type of thing. We have 120 questions that we can ask them about their financial situation in great detail. And this goes far beyond, you know, most people care about debt to income ratios or FICO scores.
Right, right.
We care nothing about that. We only care about ability to pay, how much you have coming in, how much you have going out. And questions are asked like, do you smoke cigarettes? How many packs a week? What are you driving? How many miles does it take to go to work? And we can figure out their gasoline costs and car maintenance.
So you're really developing a budget. So you're really developing a disposable income budget.
Exactly. You know, are your children in after school activities? Because some of those can cost a lot of money. But by the time we get to it, we are able in great detail, which we can see, and also the clients for whom we service can see, so they can understand why, you know, these people are in the situation where they are. We can build up a really good understanding of what can be done to help this homeowner, assuming that they want to be helped. I mean, some people don't want to leave the house, and if they want to leave the house, they don't have the will to do that. So we will help them in the best way to do that. We'll help them to find a couple of other places to live. But if they want to stay in the house, they are more than willing to work with us and to share this information because they know that and we build very strong relationships with people because of this.
That's amazing. That is the key to this thing is those relationships. But how do you do that? I mean, these people, you're usually picking these loans up after they've been serviced by someone else. The jadedness that these homeowners must have is here comes another collection call, someone trying to take my house from me. I mean, how is it the budget process and those first phone calls working through that? They figure out, no, these people are really here to help.
Well, our people are so good, and I'm going to get into that in a minute because that is the secret sauce of our company is we are very particular about the people that we hire. And they have huge experience having worked in the mortgage company. We also, and some of your people might have heard of single point of contact, and this has to do with our people. When there was the settlement with the 41 attorney generals on the servicing, they mandated they wanted to have something called SPOC, S-P-O-C, or single point of contact. Now, the way that most large servicing shops do SPOC is there are about 8 different levels in a special servicing process, things like foreclosure specialist, bankruptcy specialist, short sale specialist, refi and repair, deed in lieu, you know, stuff like that. And in traditional servicers, there are departments that do that. So in order to get around this, the large mortgage companies put up a SPOC department where a person would have one main person they would call, but then they would still be handed off to these other areas. But if there was a problem, they could go back. At Fay, it's completely different. Our average person on the phone, our account manager, has been in the mortgage business for 11 years before we hire them. And they, a lot of them are subprime originators or they're credit repair people, but they understand mortgages. They understand
and now they're working for you.
Yes, and they are then trained the way that we do things. And it's very particular about how we go about doing things. But these people are all college educated and they're very, very good at what they do. And so when they get on the phone, the homeowner knows they're talking to a different caliber person, a person with authority. In some cases, they get delegated authority where they can modify the loan themselves. Our account managers can. And so we have better results because of the kind of people that we have. In fact, we had an audit this past year for the OCC consent order, you know, for one of our national banks. They had to send an auditor in to make sure we were doing our job right.
Right.
And the company was Phoenix Collateral Advisors, and they said this. They said that our SPOC model is the closest thing that exists in the industry to meet the single point of contact requirements that they have seen. So that was good too. But again, it's because of the people that we have, and they're also compensated, you know, on how well they help out the homeowner, and they receive the least compensation. In fact, it actually drags down on their compensation if a foreclosure occurs.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So you got a great rating. You are doing processes that, you know, they want, and you say the key is the people. So when you're hiring people, that's such a difficult thing, is having the right filters in place so you hire the right people. You say they're all college graduates, 11 years in the industry. Some have had a subprime background, a credit repair background. But what else? What else are you is Ed really focusing on that really – do they have to be – does he test them for their communication ability, their relationship establishing abilities?
Well, we know. See, we hire people we know.
Okay.
I mean, when Ed ended up, before he started his own company at Countrywide, and he had a room of 300 people that were collectors on the phone.
Wow.
And he was able to see people that really work. And I mean, truly, Dave, and you see this over and over in life, the 80-20 rule.
Yep.
Where, you know, 80% of your results come from 20% of your people, or 80% of your income comes from 20% of your accounts, and it goes on and on. Well, the 20% of the best people in the room are the people that we hire. And all of our managers worked with Ed before, and they had teams of people, and they know who is good. And our plan is, and we're almost built out in our first place, we want to have no more than 50 account managers in any one office. And we are almost full in Chicago. We're about to open up our second place in the western suburbs, our third place. We have various places in the United States where we have people with whom we have worked in the past. We know these people very well, and they know the right people to hire.
It is truly a relationship business, whether you're working with consumers or hiring people internally. And if people want to come and get to know you, and whether they're considering moving their portfolio over to you or working with you and becoming a part of your team, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you, Bill?
The easiest way to do it is that if you go to Facebook and you bring up, you know, Bill Coppedge.
Yes.
And don't worry, if you tap my name in because of my blog into Google, it comes up too. But on my profile, the email address is there.
Good. Good. Well, let's get it out to everybody so they have it. So you can go to Facebook, and it's Bill Coppedge, and I'll spell it. Coppedge, right?
Yeah, this is what I say to people, and it sounds dumb, but then they laugh, but they remember. I tell them that it's like a cop on the edge. And an edge, E-D-G-E. So Coppedge.
Well, you're certainly out there policing the news and bringing it to it. Bill, we're just so excited to have you be a part of our broadcast, and I'm so excited for people to get to know you and Faye and Faye Servicing and what they're doing. I'd love to get Ed and Tucker on here sometime and really talk about this, because this is such a key to turning this around. We have, as an industry, we've taken a real serious black eye, Bill, at the way servicing has been handled. And you guys are doing a remarkable job, having remarkable results. And I think it's imperative that we all go to school on what you're doing. You guys are way ahead of everyone, so you're not going to be able to handle it at all at any point. You couldn't take on all the servicing in the world. Not sure that you'd even want to. But I think it is so imperative that people get to know what you're doing. So you raise the bar for the whole industry. I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thanks, Dave. You know, it's nice to work with good people, you know, and I'm sure we all have been there in some of our jobs. I've worked with some people before that aren't so nice.
Oh yeah,
and every day when I come in, I'm just more and more impressed by the caliber of the people that are there and how really good they are at what they do.
Well, Bill, I'm so excited to hear more and learn more about it. So tell Ed and Tucker, we'd love to have them on a broadcast. We're going to be doing another special in February on servicing, and I think it's important that we have them on and tell more about it, and we get more deeper insights into what they're doing. And Bill, I'm so excited to have you be a part of the broadcast moving forward, and having listeners become familiar with news stories that whether it's under the radar or whatever we end up naming it, and we can keep tweaking it. So listeners, stay tuned. You're going to hear Bill each and every week. It's going to be a 2-minute segment. We're going to play it. We're going to get really impacting, bringing you what you should be really, really reading. Bill does this every day. We're going to do it once a week. Have him on. Bill, we're so excited to have you be a part of the broadcast. Thank you so much.
Dave, it's a real honor to be here, and it's fun hanging with you. Thank you.
It's fun hanging with people that are not, it's not about them, and it's about making a difference. And, Bill, you are doing that. So on behalf of the industry, thank you for what you're doing there at Fay and Ed and everyone there at Fay for making a difference in the industry. Appreciate you so much. Have a very Merry Christmas. Go back and be with your family. Thank you so much for taking time out of this busy holiday. And all the people, I understand they're showing up at your house right now. So I appreciate it. Thank your wife for letting me steal you away for about 30 minutes here.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Folks, we'll be right back after this brief break.
In today's climate, quality counts more than ever, and Wetzeltrot can help your company maintain the quality that you require to survive in an ever-changing market. With over 450 customers across the country, Wetzeltrot has specialized in quality control reviews for residential lenders since 1985. Wetzeltrot can assist your organization in maintaining a high standard of quality within your residential mortgage operation. They offer a wide variety of services, including loan quality control, servicing quality control, quality control plans, fraud review services, and even web-based quality control software. Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligent direction, and skillful execution. Choosing Wetzeltrot represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Contact Wetzeltrot today for details at 248-592-2252. Wetzeltrot, the single source solution for your quality control needs.
And now, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas, we're back with the Lickin' on Lending Show.
Good to have you be with us, everybody. Bill mentioned that you can follow him on Facebook and LinkedIn. Don Tanning talked about LinkedIn. I tell you, we use this regularly. And we're going to be talking more in the new year about social media and how it is changing the way loans are getting originated. I do a lot of consulting, and I'm consulting to the industry leaders across the nation. And I get, as a result of being a consultant, I get invited into people that are studying the industry. Where is this industry going? What's going on? And I tell you, we have unique insights, well, at least what people are thinking. And LinkedIn, Facebook, the social media is changing the way our industry goes about things. I hope to be doing another series on social media, the impact it is having, and those that are using it effectively, and hopefully help you use it effectively. I want to make sure you understand that you can connect with me as well, David Lickin, at LinkedIn and Facebook and on Twitter. I'm using all three of them. We're using them aggressively and a lot. If you want, a lot of people say, how can I learn more? Of course, the website, www.lickin.com. You can go to that and you can sign up for this broadcast to just automatically appear in your inbox. The notifications are sent to you automatically. You can go there. By the way, we have all of the previous broadcasts that we talked earlier, a little bit earlier, about the broadcast with David Stevens. We have Mitch Kider. There's so many. I could go on and on. The list goes on and on about really great guests we've had out throughout this year. Go to LickinOnLending.com. Go to the homepage. Look at all the broadcasts. If you scroll down on the website, you'll see all the previous broadcasts. You can download it. You can play it right on the instant on that spot. A lot of people download them and listen to the broadcast, previous broadcast, for months. Months and months later, we have broadcasts that we did over a year ago, still being downloaded and listened to. Like Bill talks about, Bill Kopich talks about his mortgage news clips. It's a bit timeless because of the information that's there. And the shelf life is very strong. Same with these broadcasts. It amazes me how we have broadcasts being downloaded months and months and months after a broadcast about an issue. So when someone's researching LO compensation or regulation, they go back and download the broadcast. We're trying to do a better job of indexing the broadcast so you understand what they're about, so you can go in and listen to them. And we encourage your feedback. I'd love to hear about you and what, how you listen to this broadcast. What are you doing with this broadcast? How it's a part of your lives. I go into these conferences and I have people. I was at a restaurant up in Michigan. I was speaking. I was one of the speakers, keynote speakers up at the Michigan National, Michigan Mortgage Lenders Association annual conference. And we're up in Traverse City, and I was sitting at with a table, a bunch of executives around. I was talking to them about their business and what things are going on. And a person walked in the restaurant and goes, wait a minute, where? I hear the voice, David Licken, where are you? And so I kept talking, waved my hand, and he came over, introduced himself. He says, I listen to your broadcast all the time. Same thing happened in New York at the Secondary Marketing Conference. One of the top execs at Reuters Thompson walked up to me, told me about how they listen to the broadcast on the train, download it, make it a part of their regular listing, about ways of getting information. So whether it be mortgage news clips or this broadcast, anything, we're all pleased to be here and help you understand what's going on. That's the genesis of this whole broadcast. A lot of people ask me, Dave, why did you start this? When did this start? Well, we started over 4 years ago, number one. Number two is I did it because I wanted to hear what's going on about the industry rather than just having to read it, and I wanted to hear someone comment on it. So that's what this broadcast is about, being commenting, reading, reporting, and more importantly, commenting and providing color on what we're seeing going on in the industry. So that's why we are really honored to have the guests that we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of our guests, and encourage you to pass this on to others. Again, one of the LinkedIn groups I would call your attention to is the Loan Originator Compensation Changes and New Rules. For the originators out there, we have over 5,209 members of that group. At least that's what it is right now as I look at the website. I'm about ready to approve probably a couple dozen more, so who knows what that number will be growing to. It grows almost every day, and busy in there approving new members to it. It's a great way to stay up on what's going on in some of the regulation. There's a lot of other groups out there, but this one is over 5,209 people. It started 3 years ago to this day. I started on Christmas Eve trying to research what's going on in the industry, and I couldn't find anything. So I started a blog that people could just start posting what's going on the loan origination. I was speaking on the topic, couldn't find anybody that had a LinkedIn group talking about it, so I created one. And to my amazement, this thing has grown in 3 years over to 5,209 people. Amazing. It's a resource, and that's what we're trying to be. Our firm, Mortgage Banking Solutions, a consulting firm, this radio program is a public service back to the industry. And we are very grateful for all of you that have made this a regular part of your information gathering and about what's going on in the industry. So it's for mortgage professionals, to mortgage professionals, done by mortgage professionals. And appreciate you being a part of it and telling others about the broadcast. Folks, we want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, and be sure again to tune in and listen to what we have. We're going to have a whole series of broadcasts this month, or this year. February, we're going to be back in talking about servicing. We had a servicing series last year in February, widely listened to. We're going to be doing it again. Also talking about social media. Want to hear from you. What are you? Would you like to hear us talk about on the broadcast? And always welcome feedback. And several people said, when are you going to start calling so we can call in and ask questions? That we hope to be doing this year. So, folks, have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for making this a part of your routine and telling others about it. Have a Merry Christmas. Tune in on New Year's Eve and listen to Tony Garitano and his board of directors talk about what we can anticipate in the new year. Have a great one, everyone. Thank you so much.
This has been Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. Today's guests were Joe Farr from MBS Quoteline, Andy Schell of Mortgage Banking Solutions, and Alice Alvey, President CMB of Mortgage U. Come by next week, and thank you for listening.